Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Patterson's here, too. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 7 years he's been joining us. Founder and president of Progressive Insights. He's a member of the Chip Bell Group. He's the co-author of books with Chip called, and one of which is right in front of me, one of my favorites, Wired and Dangerous. It's how customers have changed and what to do about it. And boy, howdy, is that true, John? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here.
Good to have you back. You know, John, you and I are both old school kind of guys who are trying to help people like us, not unlike us, come into the digital age, into the 21st century, into the age of the customer. And because our customers who are completely analog are have increasingly digital connectivity expectations, don't they?
They do.
One of the things, I just want to stick this in, one of the things that I know you've been thinking about a lot, and we've talked a lot about on the show, are all of the things that our human customers are. If there's one thing that they are analog, because you don't plug us in anywhere, right? But the things that we want to use are more and more digital. But there's something else out there that's analog, and this is the culture thing that I want you to talk to us about.
Sure, I've been doing a lot of work with culture, Jim, and what kind of culture makes great service great. And what got me here is I read an article recently about a poll Gallup did that said only 13% of our employees are enthusiastic about and committed to their work and workplace.
13%.
13%.
And you know that's down like by more than half over the last five or ten years.
Exactly. And the remaining 87% are, and this is the killer, indifferent at best, or even potentially hostile to the place they work.
Wow.
And you know,
those are shocking findings, because I've reported over the years, John, I've reported on the very first engagement numbers I remember, probably at least 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more, it was split by thirds. It was one-third engaged.
Yeah.
One third, sort of in different. They're just getting along, and one third disengaged.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's worse than that now.
Yes, I'm just taking this from Gallup's research that I saw recently, and you know, a couple of things about this. Obviously, you know the difference between an engaged and an indifferent employee, and it's dramatic in terms of productivity in every single way. The other thing is, today's customer, the one you've been talking about, that has a digital connection and analog needs, which I think is a great way to put it, if they sense indifference from an organization, and that indifference comes through the employees they transact their business with, if they sense indifference today, they're gone.
That's right.
They're out of here.
Because they can get indifference online, can't they?
They get indifference everywhere, Jim. You know, they got way more choices.
But, I mean, the only reason why would somebody come and buy something from you face-to-face when they can buy the same thing online? The only reason they would want to do that would be because they'd want some kind of connection, either a physical connection with a product, or they want, as Nesbitt said, high touch. They want the human connection.
Right. We come
if they wanted connection. If they wanted indifference, they'd just go online.
Exactly. They come for the human connection, the emotional connection that creates that memory, the pleasant memory of experience. It's critical. It is critical in this world we're in to realize that. So when you look at culture and you realize that way back in the 80s, those guys up at Harvard did research and they came up with a service profit thing. And they said, And back then they said, you want a happy customer, the first thing you got to have is a happy employee. Mm. Now, what they meant by that was, if you want a loyal or devoted customer, one that comes back, spends more money with you, tells other people about you, which we all want, you're going to have an engaged employee to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so culture is a significant part of how we get that engagement.
You know, John, you were talking about 13%. I was just doing a little math here real quick.
Yeah.
If the average, you know, the average small business with employees has less than 10 employees. And so if you got 5 or 6 employees, and 13% of your organization are all that's engaged, that's you. That's
Uh-oh.
You. That means the rest. That based on those numbers, that means the rest of your people are not engaged.
Yeah,
That's scary.
It is scary. And the other scary part, as you know, Jim, is if you think about culture, you know, culture doesn't just happen. You have to think about the kind of culture you want in your organization, and you have to continually work on what is that culture.
Well, every organization has culture. The question is whether it works for you or not.
Yeah, whether it's the culture you want.
Yeah.
Or it just happens.
If you leave it alone, you'll have bad culture.
You will. If you don't have what I call, with my clients, I said, who's the culture sheriff? And they kind of look at me, and I said, maybe that's you, but who's the culture sheriff? Because if somebody isn't thinking about it, working about it every day to your point, and you're just letting it happen, then you're just like letting customer service just happen and not really working at it. And, you know, the connection is incredibly strong between what that employee delivers to our analog customer. And you said it best. It is the connection that the customer looks for.
Mm-hmm.
It is that connection that the customer looks for. I was looking the other day at the Southwest Airlines website. And I'm a big fan of Southwest Airlines. Some people like to fly Southwest. Some people don't. But they're very consistent. And they will tell you that they are a company that is focused on employees. Mm-hmm. And they believe if they take great care of those employees are going to take great care of their customers.
That's right.
You know,
I don't think there's any question that there's no quandary. And I've said this recently. There's no quandary about the chicken or the egg thing. Which comes first? The egg comes first. And in my opinion, if you got a small business or any kind of business, the egg is the employee.
It is.
Hold on that thought. I need your website quickly,
yes, sir.
Please.
My website is johnrpatterson.com.
Check it out, folks. Also, check out Wired and Dangerous. I think that's the most recent book that Chip Bell and John Patterson wrote. Quick break. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.